This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Good news for the water supply in the Columbia Basin, and more specifically the Odessa sub-area. At a hearing last week, the Bureau of Reclamation gave its firm commitment the federal government will ensure the small farming communities in that region are equipped with the surface water they need. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse applauded the Odessa groundwater replacement program.
It's a targeted plan within the Columbia Basin, which is in central Washington in my district. Its goal was to replace depleted groundwater supplies.
He says too much too fast pretty much sums it up.
The sub-area groundwater, it's being withdrawn at a rate that is well beyond the aquifer's capacity to recharge. Aquifers in the sub-area are, as a result, quickly declining. Groundwater is virtually depleted to such an extent that wells are as deep as 2,400 feet today. Water pumped, as you know, from those depths is hot. It has dangerously high sodium concentrations.
Newhouse says it impacts everyone in the region.
Municipal, agricultural, commercial, industrial, and domestic supplies, as well as the quality levels, are so compromised that this is most certainly and clearly at a crisis level.
He says the Bureau committed $7.1 million for the Columbia Basin project, with $2 million of that specifically for the Odessa Aquifer. Tune in tomorrow for more.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.